Fired by Disney, Gina Carano decries Studios' woke re-education camp and reveals Hollywood's unforgivable sin. By Paul Bois on March 16, 2024. Actress Gina Carano, who has recently filed a lawsuit against Disney for firing her from The Mandalorian for merely expressing opinions, decried Hollywood's unforgivable sin of punishing those who do not perfectly conform to a given agenda. Speaking with The Hollywood Reporter, THR, Carano said that Hollywood's unforgivable sin is being a person who wouldn't perfectly conform at a time when emotions were running wild in the world. As Breitbart News reported, Carano filed a wrongful termination suit against Disney after the corporation fired her for expressing contrary opinions to the company's left-leaning agenda, a punishment they did not inflict upon Carano's male colleagues. Billionaire Elon Musk has been helping her fund the suit. Gina Carano filed the suit against Disney and its Lucasfilm division Tuesday in a California federal court. In a notable plot twist, her court case is being funded by Elon Musk's ex, which has pledged to finance lawsuits of those who claim to have been discriminated against by their employer because of their statements made on the social media platform. Carano is also alleging Disney defamed her by mischaracterizing her social media posts and her character, resulting in the loss of her agent and attorney as well as future employment opportunities. "We rely on our leaders and people in positions of power to be just, cool-headed and steady-handed and to be able to listen to all sides of the story. Keep the peace and act justly," Carano said in a statement at the time. Speaking with THR, Carano praised Elon Musk for supporting her. "I think it's pretty incredible what he is doing," Carano said. "A lot of billionaires put their money into buying islands and building bunkers. Elon Musk is using his money to fight massive injustice battles." Carano also expanded on some of the indignities that Disney inflicted on her by putting her through what she called a re-education camp, which included a Zoom meeting with transgender representatives from GLAAD and another Zoom meeting with 45 members from Disney and Lucasfilm's LGBTQ affinity group. She declined the second meeting. "I said, can I take 5 or 6 of these trans leaders to dinner? I'll pay for it," Carano told THR. "They denied that. They were very upset. They said the meeting would be a litmus test. I'm not even sure what that means. Seriously? This was the start of the end for me? A 20-year career, the blood, sweat and tears of fighting? I never compromised myself for a job," Carano added. "I never ended in a bad situation where I did anything inappropriate. I had a clean and clear climb to where I got to and was going to just keep going. And boop/bop/beep was that harmful?" On the fallout of being cancelled, Carano said that it turns people into a pariah. "You become unhireable," Carano said. "And then it becomes okay for other people to disrespect you. And then you're just carrying around this disrespect, and you're shouldering all this shame, and it affects your physicality, your mentality. You're just kind of hopeless. So to be able to fight back, it makes me feel like, okay, that feels good." If the unforgivable sin in Hollywood is being a person who wouldn't perfectly conform at a time when emotions were running wild in the world, then that's probably not a Hollywood I'll ever belong to, she added. "But I think once egos are put aside, Hollywood has the opportunity to grow just like we all do." Paul Roland Bois directed the award-winning feature film, Exemplum, which can be viewed for free on YouTube or Tubi. "Better than Killers of the Flower Moon," wrote Mark Judge. "You haven't seen a story like this before," wrote Christian Toto. A high-quality, ad-free stream can also be purchased on Google Play or Vimeo On Demand. Follow him on Twitter @ProLandFilms or Instagram @ProLandFilms.